It's bow time.
The barbecue sandwich from Bojangles is back. Wait, Bojangles has barbecue?
Yeah, keep going.
Well, okay then. We're talking tender pulled pork with a tangy Carolina vinegar kick. Unforgettably topped with our country coleslaw, all on perfectly toasted buns. So if you're like me and missed it last time, get your hands on a barbecue sandwich combo pronto.
It's bow time.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Do you have knee, shoulder, elbow, and other joint pain? Would you like immediate relief without surgery? Let me introduce you to Dr. Michael Farah, who's been serving patients around the world since 1986. At Freedom Medical Center and Trinity Medical Care, you can get platelet-rich plasma injections and other treatments. Dr. Farah is your choice for cosmetic and regenerative medicine. Schedule your consult today at Trinity Medical Care by calling 256-489-3192. That's Trinity Medical Care, located at 8010 South Parkway in Huntsville. Walk-ins are welcome.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi folks, this is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to The Mark White Show. I am your host, Mark White, and from time to time, an organization comes on my radar, and I'm thankful for it because I can recognize them through this show and make you aware of the efforts that are going on in our communities. Most of you are familiar with Big Oak Ranch, and I actually shared this past week about John Croyle and a meeting that I had with him about a month before the Mark White Show started, and some of the messages that he relayed to me that helped to move me forward in this show. And this past week, I also saw when the Big Oak Ranch posted, they posted about On River Time. So I reached out to On River Time and Executive Director Wendy Garner, and I have her on the line right now because I wanted to recognize this organization and what they are trying to do and wanted you as a listener to know about it and maybe find a place where you can support this cause. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Wendy Garner.
Oh, Mark, thank you so much. We're so honored to be included. We appreciate it. Thank you.
Yes. Well, this show is about recognizing difference makers and sharing stories to encourage and inspire us all. So I know that this effort is going to be an encouragement to somebody listening right now. Wendy, if you will, share about On River Time and what the organization does.
Sure. And I'm honored to be the executive director. I joined in June of 2019. Which was pretty unusual because my first day on the job was June 1st. And on June 7th, I was on a plane and headed to Idaho for On River Time Camp. So it's an honor for me to be part of it. The background is On River Time was founded in 2012 by a man named Steve Davis, who is a Birmingham area businessman. Steve had been the victim of abuse as a child and for years really kept that a secret. And it wasn't until he got into his adult years that he realized I don't need to be ashamed of my past, but can use it to make a difference in the lives of others. And so he actually went up to meet with John Croyle, who was then the director of Big Oak Ranch, and, you know, just said to him, this is my story. Steve is a professional businessman and an avid fly fisherman, and he takes a lot of his clients to this lodge called the Lodge at Palisades Creek in Irwin, Idaho, right outside Jackson Hole in the Grand Tetons. And when Steve met with John Croyle, he said, I would love to take a few of your kids and chaperones to where I go fly fishing the lodge at Palisades Creek. And John Coyle said, sounds great, let's do it. So it really started organically, just a man who wanted to make a difference in the lives of kids who had similar experiences as him. So these are kids that, as you well know, are themselves survivors of whether it's abuse, neglect, just trauma in their past. And so that trip happened with just a handful of kids and chaperones, and John and T. Coyle went as well. And now fast forward to this year, and we are currently serving 4 children's homes, not only Big Oak Ranch, now run by Brody Coyle, but also Palmer Home outside Oxford, Mississippi, Homes of Hope for Children, which is in the Hattiesburg, Purvis, Mississippi area, and Still Creek Ranch, which is located in Bryan, Texas. And so we take these kids on their summer camp. It's kind of a summer camp experience. For them, it's the first time getting on a plane, getting outside their state, the beautiful Snake River surrounded by snow-capped mountains is one of the most majestic sights you could ever see. And it's an opportunity to just pour into these kids and let them know that they have worth and they have value and that they're not defined by their past, but they can make a difference and define their own futures.
Absolutely. Well, I'm glad Steve had a more concise meeting with John than I did. John told me, he said, you don't have a clue what you want to do. And he said, you're everywhere. Well, my dad had just died a year prior, and I was really looking for a way to make a difference. And I started a nonprofit called Difference Makers. And my idea was to help the homeless, but I really didn't know how to go about it or what I wanted to do. And I tell you, sometimes the truth is what we need. And although I was slightly offended at the moment, he said, you don't have a clue what you want to do. I did go into my thought process and think, okay, Mark, what is it that you can do? And ultimately I came to the conclusion that I could recognize organizations and individuals and families who are making a difference in our communities and share their stories and let that be a positive encouragement to people to find out what they could do themselves. So ultimately it culminated into recognizing all individuals, families, groups, and organizations to try to help, just like on River Time.
Well, and I think, you know, what you're speaking to, though, is, you know, maybe you needed a little bit of direction, but the importance of we're all part of a community and we're here for one another. And, you know, we're here for a purpose, and that purpose isn't just about ourselves. You know, it's for looking for opportunities to make a difference in the lives of others. So I commend you for what you're doing.
Well, absolutely. And I know that I'm getting to speak to you right now. If you could, what you've heard from Steve, how does he feel about the step that he took and how it's helping these young people moving forward with on River Time?
Well, as you can imagine, Steve is a humble person, and it's overwhelming. It really is overwhelming when you actually see change in kids' lives and you hear them come back and say, you know, you made a difference. You gave me a whole new perspective on life. And to be the cause of that and you know, what led to that is really overwhelming. And for me, it's an honor to be able to come alongside and help fulfill his mission. And this year was a hard year, as it was for everybody, you know, because of COVID, our camps had to be canceled, unfortunately. So we were sort of like, you know, ships without a rudder, like, you know, what do we do? But it's been so incredible that we've been able to, during this time of just kind of slowing down and not having that camp, looking for other opportunities to serve these kids. Early on, March, April, you know, my thought was first, you know, my own family, and everybody's kind of in panic mode in March, but then it was like, these kids are quarantined. Like, and they're house parents. They didn't sign up to be, you know, stay at home, to be teachers also, you know, so there was so much life change that they were being dealt with. They had already come from so much hardship. So I had reached out to Brody early on, Croyle, and just said, you know, what can we do? How can we serve you during this time? And that led to us just doing some virtual classes for them. We created art classes, and we created kind of a dance fitness class, and we created jewelry making. And, you know, I reached out to people in the community that had gifts and skills, you know, to be able to do online virtual classes and send them material to work with. So that was one thing that we did. And that's really led to us actually now even being able to expand our year-round mentorship even more, where during that time, Brody said, I would love etiquette classes for my kids. So we actually just culminated 4 weeks of etiquette classes for the high school kids at Big Oak Ranch, socially distanced. And it was phenomenal. And you know, it just gives them an opportunity in life, how to relate to other people in a more professional setting. It's going to help them, we're hoping, you know, as they're approaching college and career. So we've been excited that even though this has been such a difficult time, it's really caused us to look for new opportunities to serve. So in addition, you know, we're also looking forward to next year being able to do the camps again and things to be in a better place. But now we're also looking at expanding this year-round mentorship as well. And we also do college and career scholarships for these kids for when they graduate from high school.
Isn't it interesting how, when we think back to you sharing early on in this interview, Steve going to meet with John about a fishing trip and what it's developed into? When you think about what all you just explained, that just, it's like a blanket that's unfolded and it keeps unfolding. That is amazing.
Well, these are amazing kids. They really, really are incredible kids, and they've been dealt some hard licks in life, more than most of us have. And yet to see that they have hope and they have a future, and to be able to help tell them that, and to be able to come alongside people like Brody Croyle and Drake Bassett at Palmer Home and James Inman at Still Creek Ranch and Michael Garrett at Homes of Hope, who are all doing incredible work 365 days out of the year, and they're pouring into these kids to be able to come alongside and provide some additional resources and opportunities for them is just, it's an incredible blessing for us to be able to do it.
In a couple of segments, I'll have Kyla Carter on the show. She's 14 years old from Long Island, New York. She is an actress, and she does a segment called Kyla's Corner. And what she's going to talk about this week is the fact that when we take steps and we do things to help other people, it does help to have someone take notice and say, you're doing a good job. It's not necessary, but it's helpful. Right. And it encourages us as people to continue to move forward. And I would say that for Steve, as a businessman and someone who just simply wanted to help, and you talked about his humility, I know it's not necessary to say, thank you, Steve, but it is good to have someone recognize that he took the challenge that he faced as a young person, and he stepped up and decided that he was going to help other children like he wasn't helped himself, and make sure that they had a better path to walk.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, I think it's an incredible example for all of us. And we don't necessarily have to have that past that, you know, but although a lot of people do have some pains that they're able to use to make a difference in the lives of others, I think that's why, you know, God allows us to go through adversity so that we can then pay it forward and make a difference in someone else, you know, and break that cycle. But yeah, he has done incredible work, and it's amazing. It is. It is. I wish you could talk to some of the kids.
Yes.
To hear from them as well.
Sure. Well, and, you know, later on in life, we will hear from some of them, because there are those who will share the story of the opportunities that they had going fly fishing, and the opportunities they had through special organizations who stepped in and said, I want to make a difference in your life. And so they will have those stories. I'm a 41-year-old man who has stories all day long about people who made a difference in my life, and I have my own stories to share. And we do that later on in life when we realize the magnitude of what was done for us, and we become very grateful and thankful, and many of us want to pay it forward after those things happen for us.
Absolutely. And we actually do have, there's a beautiful video that's on our website which is onrivertime.org. If you go to the homepage and scroll down, we have a video, and it does tell the story of a girl who's from Big Oak Ranch. Her name is Lorenza, and the On River Time trip led to her having a love for travel and seeing new places. And now she's, you know, a flight attendant, which is a dream come true for her. So it's neat to see how the trip and then just the relationships have helped to broaden horizons for some of these kids and help them to see themselves and their future, you know, in a positive way instead of being victims of their past.
Wendy, let's take a quick break, and when we come back, let's talk about how people can connect with On River Time. You did mention the website, which is onrivertime.org, but we want people to know even further how they can make a difference, how they can be a part of the special effort. And I know as executive director, you're probably always looking for people who are willing to dive in and say, I want to be a part of this special effort.
Thank you. Absolutely. All right. I would love to share.
Great. Folks, we're talking to Wendy Garner right now. She's the executive director of On River Time. I hope that you'll continue to listen as we recognize difference makers in our communities and share their stories to encourage and inspire us all. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
A friendly smile's a tiny price to pay. Let's all do something good today. A pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Located in Tuscumbia, Alabama, the Alabama Music Hall of Fame honors Alabama's music achievers. You can even go into the recording studio and try out your talents as a singer. That's the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, located at 617 Highway 72 West in Tuscumbia, Alabama. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 256-381-4417. Check them out on the web at alamhof.org.
Are you a first responder? At Husqvarna, we support the uniformed men and women who serve our country and communities. As a way to honor your service, we created the Military and First Responder Appreciation Program. As a first responder, you qualify for a discount on your purchase of Husqvarna powered equipment. Get 10% off select commercial products at participating dealers. Whether you're starting a business or maintaining your property, you can count on Husqvarna. Find out why we're the brand that's trusted by real professionals. Visit Green's Dependable Hardware at 15220 A, Highway 43, Russellville, Alabama. You can also find them on Facebook at Green's Dependable Hardware. Give them a call at 256-331-0123.
It's bow time.
You've probably heard folks say, don't call it a comeback. But at Bojangles, we don't like to beat around the bush. So when the sizzling, savory pork chop griller's back in all its tender, marinated chili lime glory, and you can snap up two of them for $5, go ahead, call it a comeback. Get two legendary pork chop grillers for just $5, only at Bojangles.
It's bow time.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Hey, Mom! I want to go to Early Works.
Yeah, Mom. Bring the kids to Early Works Children's Museum. Early Works has reopened with new safety protocols and an exciting new exhibit. Toys, The Inside Story, is a hands-on experience that lets you find out how toys work. You can see the Star Wars collection, try out the giant Etch-A-Sketch, test your skills on an old-fashioned pinball machine, and play at the Lego River Water Table. It is all at the Early Works Museum in downtown Huntsville. Go to earlyworks.com for tickets and more information.
Hi, this is Don McLean. You're listening to The Mark White Show. Find a way to make a difference by listening to this show. I hope you'll tune in.
Perhaps they'll listen now.
Drives into the city, works extra hard all day, finishes up early. Get away, 'cause there's a blue-eyed kid on second base, wants dad to watch him play. Daddy knows he's waiting.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. I am your host, Mark White, and right now we have on the line with us Wendy Garner, and we are so glad to have Wendy joining us today. We've talked about the Big Oak Ranch. We mentioned John Croyle because that's what me and Steve, who founded this special organization called On River Time, have in common, is going and sitting there with John and sharing an idea. And I think that's remarkable. And I love that, Wendy, that John has been someone who I believe probably more than we will ever know has influenced other people on moving forward with making a difference and finding their purpose in life.
And that's something, not only touching the lives of the children that have gone through the ranch, which, you know, I mean, I wish I knew the number at the top of my head, because it's incredible how long Big Oak Ranch has been going. But then also being an influencer for others who are wanting to make a difference. So I think you're so right. And Brody continues that today.
Absolutely. And when you look at these ranches, these facilities where they take care of these young people, anybody who looks at it and sees what they are doing should be encouraged and inspired by the effort. And in some small way, it doesn't have to be you starting a ranch. It doesn't have to be you starting an organization, but finding a place within these efforts where you can use your time, energy, and talent to help move these efforts forward and to make them stronger and better, so that you know that you are helping a young person to have a good quality of life. And that's exactly what these ranches do, as well as On River Time, just to give these kids a sense of somebody wants me, somebody cares about me, and here is a hope line, if you will, speaking of fly fishing.
Yes, that's good. I might steal that line from you. I like that, Mark. Absolutely, absolutely. You know, and there's something so special about, you know, as I mentioned, just to recap, we do year-round mentoring and college and career scholarships also. But the On River Time Camp is so special because you're taking these kids outside their normal environment. Just a change of scenery sometimes can make such a big difference in their lives. And it's just so beautiful. And there's something special about and the confidence it's gained from being on the river. I don't know if you've ever fly fished before. I hadn't until I started this job, but
Tannehill, you know, State Park is the closest I've ever been. Tannehill is actually at the very bottom of the Appalachian chain, and there are some rainbow trout at Tannehill near Birmingham, Tuscaloosa.
Okay,
and so that is a possibility. But I bought a book that told me what to use for bait. It was marshmallows, corn kernels, but I never had any success. So I've
we
given
don't
it a
use
shot.
Marshmallows and corn kernels. It's fly. It's fly fishing.
I know. Well, I was just a kid trying, but
Okay, Mark. I'm being educated as well. Steve is like, it's not a pole, it's a rod. So we, with the kids, we have 2 days of on the river fly fishing, and the guides from the Lodge at Palisades Creek are so incredible, you know, and they pour into the kids as well, and the chaperones, and then we have just different activities. We gather around the fire, and everybody writes down, you know, some of their fears, and we have a throw your fears into the fire and ceremony. And then the kids, some of the older kids will lead devotions each night for the younger ones. and we do a pinning ceremony where everyone kind of recognizes someone who made a difference to them that week. We take the kids to the Grand Tetons and do a full day there. So it's just an incredible week and just pouring into them. And what's really neat also is now that we're partnering with four children's homes, we pair them together. And so for the kids to get off the bus and land in that place and be around other kids who had similar backgrounds as them, they have never been around other kids that are really like them, and that they don't have to explain themselves or where they come from. They're not like labeled as the Big Oak kids or the Palmer Home kids. They can come and build relationships. And that's a really neat aspect also, is seeing the relationships that are built between the homes. But it's so beautiful. I mean, I think, you know, when we went my first time, I think I had to just kind of duck away to the bathroom constantly because I just kept getting teary with just being overwhelmed with the beauty of it all and how incredible these kids are. And they're so worth it.
Absolutely. And they're so worth it. That is a key phrase. And I want people who are listening right now to know and believe that there are opportunities and doors that can open for them to step up and make a difference. And I do want people to know that these young people are worth it, and your time that you give, and maybe even we consider sacrificing for other people, will be worth it in the long run, because you will make a difference in these young people's lives, and you can make a difference that will impact them for generations to come. With that said, Wendy, share how people can connect with On River Time and how you want them to be able to plug into this special organization.
Sure. Well, we always welcome. We're all over social media, and you can follow us on Facebook and Instagram, Twitter, and even LinkedIn. But we would love for you especially to go to our website, which is onrivertime.org. And there's an opportunity, of course, to donate there. You can watch our video, can read a little bit more about us. You're welcome to give me a call or email if you have any questions. But, you know, and no gift is too small. I mean, we have people that sign up for $25 a month. That would be just a tremendous blessing. And then we have people who give, you know, much larger gifts as well. But it all matters, and it's definitely making an eternal impact on these kids.
Yes. So I want people to go to onrivertime.org, check out the website, and then also find On River Time on Facebook, Instagram, also on Twitter.
Twitter and LinkedIn.
Okay, Twitter and LinkedIn also. And find where you can find your purpose through On River Time and help these young people. As Wendy has said, they represent many of these facilities, these homes where these young people are, and give them a chance and give them some time to enjoy nature as well as enjoy people around them and relationships that can develop, to know that there are people who will love them and care about them and be there throughout their journey, throughout life. And boy, if we can find those connections and people who really care about us when we get down, and no matter where you come from, what your background is, everybody gets down. And if they know that they have somebody to turn to, that right there is worth its weight in gold, that you know that you've got somebody who cares for you and can help you come out of whatever your trouble is.
Absolutely. And we, you know, once they go on our trip, they become part of our family, and, you know, we're there for them over the long haul. And there's just something so special. I mean, I think, you know, we've all had experiences in our lives that maybe that had a profound impact on me. That was a turning point in my life. And sometimes, you know, for our own families, a family, you know, I have a son that is now a freshman in college. And as he was getting ready to launch, I was thinking, you know what, I wonder what some of the most memorable things are of growing up in our family. And a lot of that might be trips that we took together, a vacation that we took. And it doesn't have to be expensive, but just time to unplug and spend time with one another and have conversation and just pour into one another. And the On River Time camp experience is really designed to be like that. It's an opportunity for those kids to unplug and to be surrounded by people who care about them. And it's memorable because of where it is and the beauty and the majesty, but it's all about the relationships.
I love that. Wendy Garner, Executive Director of On River Time, thank you so much for joining me here on the Mark White Show today.
Thank you, Mark. And thank you for everything that you're doing to make a difference in our community and our state as well. I appreciate you.
One step at a time, right?
That's right. That's right. One folks, kid, one child at a time.
Yes, one child at a time. That hope line. I like it.
That's right. I like that. Hope line. I'm going to use that.
Folks,
thank you.
We appreciate Wendy Garner joining us today. She's the executive director of On River Time. And I hope that you will find a way that you can join into this special effort on rivertime.org. Find them on social media as well. When we come back, we'll have Kyla's Corner with Kyla Carter. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
And gentle people who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. These are my kind of people.
If you like hickory smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering? Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set a minute. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett at Highway 70 in Appling, or in Arlington at Highway 70, just a block west of 385.
Hello, my name is Christian Martinez. I'm a rising senior at Athens Bible School. My school is great because of the wonderful environment in which students can grow and flourish. We have great academics that include the University Preparatory Diploma and dual enrollment courses that lead to an associate's degree before high school graduation. All my teachers and the school's employees are Christians who are devoted to the welfare of students. We have an excellent student body, competitive sports program, and study the Bible first thing every day. It's a great place. Give that special child in your life the great opportunity I have.
Are you in Alabama and need questions answered by a medical professional? If so, my friends at Trinity Medical Care are proud to announce that they are offering telemedicine. With telemedicine, you can stay at home and still have your visit with the doctor. Telemedicine from Trinity Medical Care is now available Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Make your telemedicine appointment today by calling 256-489-3192. That number again, 256-489-3192. You can also follow Trinity Medical Care on Facebook.
Discover fascinating animals from the islands of the world when you visit the Island Life Exhibit at Tennessee Aquarium. You'll be amazed at what you find.
This is Cherise Humphreys from Madison, Alabama, saying hello.
Kyla,
I loved your rendition of the national anthem. You made me feel very proud as an American citizen.
Hi, everybody. This is B.J. Thomas, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. You know, raindrops may be falling on your head, but on Kyla's Corner, she's living life sunny side up. Nothing seems to
fit. You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. Don't say.
Welcome to Kyla's Corner. I'm Kyla Carter, and I hope to inspire you to spread positivity, happiness, and kindness through these segments. I live my life sunny side up, and I hope you can too. Does it feel good when your ideas or achievements are recognized? Who doesn't like to be given positive feedback when we are doing a good job? We all want to feel valued, don't we? When we are young, We look for recognition, acceptance, and validation from our parents, friends, and teachers. We grow up getting rewards and trophies for doing a great job. And as we get older and move into adulthood, positive reinforcement and validations are sometimes the only thing that keeps us doing something. However, relying on the feedback and encouragement of others around us shouldn't be the reason why we do something. I started thinking more about this topic last week, after my segment of Kyla's Corner was released on Saturday. Each week, I receive so many positive messages from my listeners. Many thank me for encouraging them, inspiring them, and bringing light into their lives. One particular message said, "Hi, Kyla. I just wanted to say that I started listening to your podcast today, and it made me feel so much better about myself. I never knew that words could be so powerful, and I felt that when I listened. Thanks for filling me with positivity." Wow! Yes! Awesome listener, and your words were so powerful to me. When someone compliments me on my segment, it makes me want to continue to do it every week because I know that one segment at a time, I am making a difference in someone's life. It is always great to get positive feedback, and it feels amazing to be valued. But do I really need validation and positive reinforcement to continue to do what I do each week? As wonderful as positive reinforcement feels, we all need to be able to accept our own self-validation if we do not get it from someone else. I say, as long as you are doing what you love, that's all that really matters. If you are doing something you hate, why continue to do it? Someone's opinion, approval, or recognition shouldn't affect how you feel about what you do. I like to think of it this way. If an artist is selling a painting and a potential customer walks in the shop and says that they don't like any of that person's work, is the artist going to give up and never paint again? No, of course not! Because that same day, another customer could walk in and love the artist's work so much that they purchase every single one of their paintings. The artist received positive reinforcement, but it is not the reason why they paint. Everybody has an opinion, but don't let that stop you from doing what you love. You can't depend on validation and positive feedback to keep you going. The love for what you are doing should be the thing that keeps you going. Recognition makes us feel amazing, but loving ourselves is validation from the inside out. It will help you keep on shining your light, and it will help you live your life, as I do, sunny side up. Hi, I'm Kyla Carter, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Stay unique and find a way to make a difference that doesn't just impact you, but impacts others around you.
Please don't take my sunshine away.
Hey there, it's Melissa Joan Hart, and you're listening to Kyla's Corner on The Mark White Show. And I just want to encourage you all to live life sunny side up in your community today.
I hope you've enjoyed the show today as we've spoken with Wendy Garner with On River Time and heard another great episode of Kyla's Corner from Kyla Carter. I want you to go to onrivertime.org and follow Kyla Carter on Facebook and Instagram. You can follow Kyla on Instagram at Kyla D. Carter as well as Kyla's Corner podcast, and then on Facebook, Kyla Carter and Kyla's Corner podcast. I hope that this show has been an encouragement to you, and I hope that you'll continue to listen and share this show with your friends so that they can find opportunities to make a difference as well. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Oh, won't you hear me, people, when I say, well, let's all do something good.